The Summit of the Americas wraps up today in Quebec. Yesterday, for the second day in a row, major street demonstrations broke out against a proposed free trade area of the Americas, which is being negotiated at the summit. From Quebec City, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that some of the protests were violent, but most were not.
Quebec was not its usual picturesque self yesterday. Tear gas hung in the air, police helicopters thumped overhead, a 2.5-mile security fence around the summit divided the city in two. Inside the fence, sidewalk cafes, shops, and restaurants were deserted. Outside the fence, thousands of demonstrators marched in the streets, and police in riot gear attempted to keep militant protesters from tearing the barricade down. At a spot on Boulevard René Lévesque, where protesters broke through the fence on Friday, police and protesters clashed for much of the afternoon. The crowd of several hundred demonstrators sporadically would attack the fence. Police in riot gear fired tear gas and water cannons at the activists to drive them back.
They have guns. Why do they have guns? We're free. We have no guns. We have no weapons. They have all the weapons.
Baton-wielding police cleared the protesters and formed police lines outside the security perimeter. This, however, only served to disperse some of the most violent protesters throughout the city. In the mid-afternoon Saturday, near the hip shopping district of Rue Saint-Jean, demonstrators in black ski masks ripped away a section of the fence guarded by only four police officers.
Now some protesters have actually come through. There are four masked protesters. They're hurling bottles. They've gotten through. They're throwing things at the police. The police are retreating. The protesters are beating one police officer.
Get out of here. Get any one of those guys.
Additional police officers firing rubber bullets quickly swarmed on the area. Shell casings from their bullets littered the street as they forced the protesters back. All day long and into the evening, officers fired volleys of tear gas to push militant demonstrators away from the security fence. At one intersection, the air grew so thick with tear gas that the police set up giant fans to blow the noxious cloud away from the convention center where the delegates were meeting. Of the tens of thousands of demonstrators in the streets of Quebec yesterday, most of them stayed far away from the police lines and the violent confrontations. The so-called People's March started in the Old Port section of the city. Leah Riley from Toronto said she'd come to protest against globalization as it's currently being practiced.
It's fine for people to make money and for corporations to make money, but people come first. That's the belief that I have.
In addition to Riley, thousands of trade unionists took to the streets to speak out against the proposed Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a top item on the agenda of the summit. Bill Barton with the Canadian Auto Workers said the FTAA would move good manufacturing jobs to countries where workers have fewer rights.
I have nothing against trade. I think we should have trade. When you have a trade agreement and you agree on an agreement, they should build into those agreements, first of all, the human rights for the workers throughout the world, not just for Canada, not just for the United States. If that's done and it's done properly, there's nothing wrong with trade.
Other demonstrators said they're concerned that the FTAA would undermine environmental regulations throughout the hemisphere. Guy Boutier, the head of the Quebec nationalist group Société Saint-Jean-Baptiste, said he's opposed to the FTAA because he believes it will make it much harder for Quebec to keep its distinct identity. Boutier was one of the many peaceful protesters, frustrated that the trade talks were taking place behind police in riot gear and a chain-link fence. He's also frustrated that the decision to create the world's largest free trade zone appears to be in the hands of just a few people.
This thing is being carried on officially by the official organizers. There's a real summit, the official summit, and we're not there. We don't exist. We're totally excluded. And that happens right in the midst of our capital city. That's a terrible symbol, a terrible warning of what might happen if, we let things go.
And that was the message that most of the protesters have been trying to convey, that they exist and that trade talks that could lift tariffs throughout the hemisphere should be negotiated more openly. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Quebec City.